Pulling off moves like this takes concentration. But staying focused when your family back home is suffering because of a military invasion is far from easy. That's the challenge facing Ukraine's artistic gymnasts who are training in Qatar after a recent competition here. Bogdan Makhuts is an Olympic gold medalist. He tours with Ukraine's competitors as a judge and is doing his best to help them through these difficult times.
This week has been a bit easier than last week. We were giving the youngsters work to distract them from the thoughts that for the moment we are unable to return home. We are trying to make sure that they are not thinking about problems.
There's been some controversy during the Ukrainian stay in Qatar. Participants from Russia were allowed to compete at last week's event in Doha as neutrals. One Russian gymnast stood on the podium next to a Ukrainian with the letter Z on his chest, a symbol of support for the Russian invasion of Ukraine.
What he did is his issue. Our goal is to compete. Russia has been forbidden to use their logo and anthem because of what they are doing against our country. This is all their fault. We are trying to compete decently.
Qatar has paid for the gymnasts to extend their stay in the country, and the local Ukrainian community has also offered its support.
By our position as a Ukrainian community, we do our best to support them, at least in the some free time. During the week, it's absolutely impossible. They do have a whole day training session, and for them, it's no possibility to rest or to see the city. So on the Sunday, we want to organize our community and to show them the city.
The Ukrainian gymnasts will be leaving Qatar in a few days for a competition in Egypt. But the real big one is the World Championship in Liverpool, which begins in October. They'll be hoping that by then, there'll be peace back in their homeland. Suhail Malik, Al Jazeera, Doha.